W4DJW.
Mobile. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dave. Just want to see if I can make it in. Probably not for long. We're just leaving, headed back home from Williamston.
Here I am. I'm on 291, just past under Lawrence Road, headed toward 385. We're right there where Dunkin', or where Krispy Kreme Donuts is. And you sound full scale, full quieting to me.
Really good to hear. The repeater's working well, then, I would say, when you do.
And your station's working pretty good, and mine station's working pretty good, too.
The WIFF4 Doppler radar is right in front of me, if you know where that's at.
One that's over there at GSP Airport.
Well, it's right along the road, Dave, and it says WIFF4 Live Super Doppler.
More than one of those in order to be able to, you know, see, but they're kind of like cell towers. They need them all over the place.
Dave, I think the one over at the airport's the National Weather Service.
Because they invite amateur radio operators over there every now and then.
I'm certain of it, Dave. Been by it many times there. It's on the right side of the road as you're approaching GSP. Given that fact, we haven't flown for a long time, and you know, I don't really have a desire to.
Flight anyway. I agree with that. Private flight, you know, on a company jet's not bad at all, but commercial jet, yeah, that's no fun at all anymore.
You know, I've never had that privilege, but I envy you. My nephew flew down here one time on a Gulfstream 2, and that's about as far uptown as you can get.
More. Amy still does it. She goes out to Boise every now and then. I used to do it when I worked for Michelin. There was a while I did it every single day for about 2 years, training some guys up in Akron, Ohio. And then for the bank, I only did it a couple of times with them. And the rest of the time, it's commercial flight. I didn't like that commercial flight at all, especially going overseas. That's no fun.
Your nephew does. Not the scientist up in Boston, but his brother, Steve, he flies the 787 in International, and he's a co-pilot. He could be a captain, but they'd put him back not flying International, and they'd put him back in the States, and he doesn't want that. He likes those long flights. He flies out of Dallas, and, oh, heck, they'll fly nonstop nowadays down to China, Japan, Singapore, and they put two or three flight crews on board the plane.
2 Tango Mobile. Recognizing Rusty, they put what on the plane, Tom?
They'll have at least two crews, I don't know, three, and so every 3 hours they swap. And their sleeping quarters on the 787 is right up above the cockpit. And Steve calls that sleeping for dollars.
A crew. Okay, that's what I was curious about. Go ahead, Rusty, W4DJW.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Tom. Now, I'm not going to get your way this afternoon, Tom. Something else came up.
Well, I'm sorry about not being there this morning, but Bernice kind of trumped you. She wanted to go over here to Williamston to the fabric store. And we're headed back. We'll be back probably within less than an hour, I'm sure, isn't it, Bernice? Yeah, less than an hour.
As always, tomorrow, because I don't have anything scheduled for tomorrow. But I had to go to my dentist's office this afternoon. Go ahead, David.
Let's have it for a minute. I am maneuvering traffic over on 291 South Pleasantburg, and it's crowded over here. So you guys carry on, W4DJW.
Okay. And we're just out of Williamson, about 10 miles, I guess, Rusty. So Peter's working good.
Oh, yeah, and I know where you are, because I've been down in that area. And I may have to go down that way in the next few days to do an inspection. I've got one that's on the list I put in for, so it's not too far a ride. And no, there are others that are further away, but anyway, and good you got out with Bernice and she got her fabric and everybody's happy, and when you get home, she'll probably feed you some lunch or something if you haven't already had it.
Okay, I was hungry, so we stopped at Kentucky Fried Chicken there in Williamson. I guess it was her Pilsner, I guess it was, and had some KFC, Rusty.
And they've got some new chicken nuggets out now, some original recipe chicken nuggets and everything. So I've got, one of these days I'm going to stop by the KFC and get me some of those and try them. Right now I'm on my way home. I got picked up me some sweet and sour chicken from the Chinese place I get food. And taking it home with me to see what's going on.
Well, I kept picking up Highway Patrol here in the 35, 36 gigahertz range. And they're running a lot of traffic out here on 85, but everybody's still running from 70 and 80 miles an hour. Don't seem to bother them any.
On 26 the other day when I went up to Hendersonville and come back, and some of those people passed me. And I was in one area where I was doing the speed limit and a little, you know, and about five over, and this guy was passing me like I was backing up, and he had to be running, it was a 70-mile-an-hour zone, a 65-mile-an-hour zone, he had to be running 80 miles an hour in that zone.
Over here, these guys have been running 80, right now I'm running 70, and I got some guy on my tail in a Volvo, you know, like there's no tomorrow, and there might not be if he keeps it up, but we're at exit 46B, so we're not too far from Lawrence Road, I guess, Rusty.
Yes, you're getting close, and all, so, anyway, well, glad you got out and got around and had a chance to get some lunch before the way back, and like I said, I'm going to go home and eat sweet sour chicken for lunch, and with fried rice, so that's what I'm going to have today. And I might have a little later on this evening, a small sampling of something, a casserole I made the other day that's got ground beef and mushrooms and onions and rice in it. So I may try that later and see how that's doing. Oh, fellow over here mowing the grass in his field next to the fence. And all better him than me out in that sun right now. Oh, but I'm getting close to the house too. Tom, go ahead. W2T Mobile.
And 0TR Mobile. Boy, that's noisy road. I don't know if they stripped it or what. I don't think so. But there went the third car they had stopped alongside the road. And so they're running quite a bit. I saw that sign for the new, for those new nuggets, but we didn't try them. We like the 2000 a leg. But Rusty, I may get scratchy here. I don't know if I will or not, to be honest with you. This is 0TR.
Down there about like I was when I was coming back from Westminster the last week. So it's in and out along there. And up on 26, where I was going up on 26 yesterday, or where they're getting that last about 5 to 6 miles before you go into North Carolina, they've got the road all grooved for repaving along there. They're getting ready to repave that section, so they've got it all grooved on both sides of the interstate, so I figure the next time I have to go up that way, they'll be doing the repaving, starting the repaving process, which is always fun and everything, but hey, it is what it is. It's life going on there, Tom.
I-70 had this many trucks on it. Good Lord. It's just trucks galore. They rule out here. Yeah, I seen the turnoff here for I-385 in 3 miles. You're familiar with everything out here. I'm not. But we've been this way quite a few times, actually, Rusty. But I was telling Dave there was a Doppler radar out there west of town a ways. And it's been there for a long time. Exit 48, yep, that's Malden Road, I think, or Lawrence Road. West Malden, it says.
Exactly where you are. Well, I'm back home. I'm going to go ahead and say 73s for now, Tom. You two take it easy. Be careful going the rest of the way home. N0TRW2T, 73s.
Okay, Rusty. I'll just be glad to get off this sucker. I avoid it like the plague. W2T, N0TR, 73s, Rusty.
TRKO4NUE.
Hey, Chad, how you doing? How many of them chickens you order I sent you an email about this morning?
None. We got plenty.
I heard of such a thing. They said it's a black chicken, and it's quite beautiful, and it has black meat, and I don't know, black eggs, and $195 a piece for a hen or a rooster.
That's one of them eggs. That's one of them chickens that lays them golden eggs, right?
He said in the email, I said, those eggs must be gold. I'm not joking. The chicken man sends out, you know, emails now and then where we bought our chickens up there at Flat Rock. Good Lord, $195 for a chicken? Ain't no way.
Well, are you, you on 85?
I am indeed. Everything's flowing along here just fine. We don't have to be on it very much longer.
Which way are you headed?
Back towards home. I don't know how many minutes it'll be. It won't be too long. What's up, Doc?
Oh, I just got on 85. I'm just going to try to figure out where you's at. But I just got on at 291, headed back toward the house.
Well, this said right up ahead of us is Woodruff Road, if that gives you any idea. And that's another one I avoid like the plague. we're on the new part of I-85 out here, just west of, I guess you'd say Highway 14, you might say, with all these new bridges and stuff, Chen. What have you been up to?
48. 276 Malden, I guess, believe what it is. Oh, not much. I went up to the repeater site this morning and plinked around there for a little bit and then came on back home and had to run Greenville. I had to run over to Donelson Air Base for a little bit and headed on the way back to the house, I guess, for the, get caught in some kind of traffic. This is the first time, and I can't remember that 85 is actually moving like it needs to, or like it's supposed to.
A little bit there, but that's not uncommon down that area. Wyatt cuts out some, too. Well, it is until you get down there near, where you get on 85 at Highway 14, as we were coming down, it was pretty much a traffic jam there, but they were moving. This is Pelham Road, so we'll be getting off at the next exit up here, Chad. What are you doing down at the airbase, stealing F-16s?
No, I had to meet a friend up here and swap off some stuff. But I don't get on 85 unless I absolutely have to, especially this time of day. You know, Sunday's not too bad if you get out before church goes. It's, you know, kind of desolate, I guess, comparatively. But it's just, man, during the week, no way. 7 to 9 in the morning. And then if you get past rush hour, you know, you can move. I mean, I'm 70, 79, cruising at 79 right now. Not a problem. First time in forever.
Going down there, I was talking to DJW. Yeah, we're at the top golf place here. And we'll be getting off at the next exit on the 14. I got to watch. There we go. We're in the right lane. Don't even have change lanes anymore. And, goodness. Yeah, I'd like to go on that base down there sometime. I've never been down there to it. But, I don't see much of those F-16s they're building. I've seen a few of them fly over, but not a whole lot.
Donald says they work on a couple of, they do contract work for spooks, working on spooks, and avionics for C-130s.
P-8 Poseidon, the one that is replacing the P-3 Orion like I flew on, and they come down there quite common, and I think they're out of Charleston.
Oh, you talking about Shaw Air Force Base?
But at Columbia, but those P-8s, I'm not sure where they come out of. They're a spook, but they're a 737, and you can't really tell who they are except if you're close on the side of it there towards the tail. It says Navy, and they replaced the P-3 Orion patrol aircraft, and they're just a 737, Chet.
Well, I lost first part of your transmission. I was just trying to keep the conversation going with what I had. We'll do that again.
Well, we're getting off here now down by the GSP airport, thank God, for a safe trip on I-85. Boy, if you watch it on the news every morning, Germany, they have wrecks down there every single morning.
I'm right here at Topgolf now, so I'm not too far behind you, I don't believe.
No, sir. You're right behind me. Well, where have you been? I thought you said you was down at Donelson.
Yeah, Donelson, Donelson here in Greenville.
On I-85, then.
What? 85 to 291? Well, I mean, what, is there another way?
I'm from Kansas, and we're a little slow, kid.
Very slow.
Shut up, Bernice. I didn't tell her she had permission to speak.
Bernice, you hit it right on the head, KO4NUE.
Well, thank you.
You'll probably do that, Jen, won't you, Mom? You'll probably come up the same road here on 14, won't you, Chet?
Yeah, I'm fixing to turn off on 14 right now.
We'll eat you for lunch or something, but we already ate it, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Back to the house. Lewis is graduating from college this weekend, and my wife has decided we're going to have a little, you know, him graduating college celebration at the house, which now I gotta cut the grass, now I gotta fix the steps, now I gotta, you see how all this works.
Perry was graduating. Who'd you say was graduating?
Lewis, my oldest son.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't met him. What did he major in, Chet?
Oh, geology. Yeah, it's going to sound, hey, I don't know what happened somewhere, but he wants to work for human resources. So he's, you know, studied 4 years of college, so he could be a human resource officer at some corporation. I'm not sure why, but hey, he's graduated and got a job. You know, he interviewed last week, and to each his own, I guess.
Congratulations. I'm proud of him. But, you know, I think geologist is better spoken because he's got rocks in his head if he wants to be a human resource guy nowadays.
Thinking, but, you know, evidently there's money in it. Who knew, you know? But I was talking with him last week, and I said, you know, you know you're not going to be a popular person, right? And he gets it. But, I mean, he's, I don't know, Tom. I'm just really proud of him. He graduated the top of his class and has been married for a year. So, gone to college, married, and, you know, works three jobs to support. So he is excited, and I am too, you know, because now he can make some decent money and do. He just says, I'm just ready to be a daddy. I'm ready to be a husband and get this college behind me, and I'm excited for him.
Accomplishment, Chad. You got a right to be proud of him. He's got a right to be proud. Yeah, that degree, and especially with that, he can go do almost anything in a managerial position. But if he survives at that, he definitely can survive at anything.
On the way in to the airbase an hour or so ago, and it's right there at 14 at where the McDonald's is, headed toward 85. And this SUV run red light. I mean, I sit right there at the red light, run red light, and this car coming east and west, truck, T-boned them right in the side. My gosh, Tom. And two teenage girls run the stop sign, run the stop light. I looked like a baby 15 years old, both of them. Had a infant in the vehicle. And the man they hit's probably in his 90s. And I just, my gosh, it just stuff scattered everywhere. And I got out to see, you know, what was going on. They wouldn't talk to me. Wouldn't roll a window down. They're so scared, so shook up, you know. So I got up. There's a female behind me, and I went and told her. And they would talk with her, but they wouldn't talk with me. But old man beat up pretty bad. Just, I don't know. It just, boy, it was loud, too. And just plastic and glass went everywhere.
Well, that's sad. You know, those lights are confusing right there. When we first come down here, it was nighttime. Now they got three left turn lights there. As you're going to turn to the north, like you're going towards McDonald's. And I come down there from, Amy lives south of there. South of 14 and Pelham, actually. But we come through there about 10:30 one night, and there was only a couple of those lights, if I remember rightly. But if you don't look just right when you're in that left-hand turn lane, you see the green lights going on in the Greer, and I ran that sucker bigger than anything, and I actually ran it and was on the left side of that median strip. And there wasn't no cars. It was late. Thank God there wasn't. That's the only time I ever did one like that. And Bernice about laughed her head off, didn't you? I just kept right on going and went around that median strip. I didn't turn into it or nothing. And just kept right on trucking. And she said, you know what you just did? I said, I got a good idea.
That's KO4EUE. Yeah, but Bernice don't miss a trick. It's just you the one that misses.
Well, she should have instructed me or something, but heck, we just moseying along, you know, not speeding or anything. And
not paying attention.
Yeah, shut up. There she goes talking again. I don't know what, you know what a blabbermouth she is.
I call it accountability. That's what I call it.
She don't speak enough when she should, and she speaks too much when she shouldn't.
You might have that mixed up.
Well, I'm pretty fortunate, but she is a good navigator usually, most of the time, and even overrides me at times, but what can I say?
So, that reminds me of a funny story. One year, me and Chris went down to the civilian marksmanship program down at the CMP. They'll go down there and look at some M1 Garands. And I told him, when he's in the truck, I said, now, you're the co-pilot. You're the navigator. I'm driving the truck. You tell me when to turn. You tell me where to turn, whatever.
So, that was a 4 or 5 hour drive down there, I guess. So, we... this is where you gotta watch old Chris. He'll get you. So, we turn on this road. We get about 3 or 4 miles down it. We'll keep on riding and riding. And finally, he says, Jeff, you supposed to turn back here about 5 miles ago. And I said, Chris, when we supposed to turn? And he says, right. He said, but you tell me when I needed to tell you. And he said, so I'm telling you. But 5 miles? So he just laughed, but he got me.
Put your hands in it, Chen.
Sitting there. Go ahead.
I wasn't that far. You got caught just like I did. I told him, Chris, that's why they call them jarheads.
Scale for it, UE. You're right, Chris. It wasn't 5 miles. It's more like 8.
You know, it's getting deeper by the minute. KO4QOD. Don't take that off of the army. Everybody knows he's lying about it.
Geeking at you, bud. just trying to draw you out, but you fell right in my trap.
That's how you get people out of the bushes. Oh, when their ears start burning. So how you doing, Mr. Chris?
Pretty good, just got one belly full. Getting ready to head to a shop in town and sell some stuff.
Anyway, there's a little old restaurant right outside of the airbase there called It Don't Matter. That's the name of it. Soul food, that's all they serve is, you know, soul food, that kind of thing. And, man, they got some really good chicken wings. It's, old grandma, she cooks them all, you know. And she'll tell you up front, if you're in a hurry, you need to go somewhere else. And so, you know, so I got me some chicken wings. And, we, you know, go up there and brag on her okra, brag on her chicken. She just loves it, you know. She just loves it. So we got to get up there talking. Next thing you know, we're talking trash to one another. She's about 80 years old. So I just like going in there. It's, if you're up there about that way, try it out, Tom. It's a pretty good place. She's slow, though, but it's good.
Restaurant that we love with people in it. I met a retired Air Force guy down there at the fabric store today. Oh, I talked to him about a half hour before. He worked on B-52s, and he was really a nice guy. But the most memorable one I remember is when my uncle, and he was in the Air Force, he worked on the SMERT missile system many, many years ago, and he was working for Ball Aerospace out in Boulder, Colorado, and he took me up into the mountains. They're outside of Denver. I can't remember the names of the town, but just one little town, I think they called it Gold Town. I mean, it was teeny tiny, and all there was tailings from the mines. And we went in there, and the same thing. And the grandma, I was a lot younger then. I was working at the Denver Water Treatment Plant for our company. We sold them some large water valves, and I was overseeing the installation of them. And so I was going to be there over the weekend, and we went up there. And when she got done cooking her meal, she still had on that big white apron with stuff all over it, and she come out and just sat right down at our table. We didn't invite her or nothing, but she just made herself home. And I think that was one of the most memorable meals I ever had,
Jen. You know, absolutely. But too many places left anymore that, you know, people take pride in what they do. You can tell she does. She just happy knowing that somebody's enjoyed
enjoyed her food and then, you know, able to strike up a good conversation. And, boy, I'm telling you, she'll throw it right back at you. She's about the only one I can recall that can instantly nail me and shut me down. And she knows exactly when I come in the door. She knows what's coming. So I expect while she's cooking back there, she's getting them ready. Because when I get done with the meal, we got a little routine we go through.
Well, Chris, do you already have your dinner today, or are you going to get some while you're out running around if you're still there? Well, there, Chad, he's busy, but Bernice is the same way. She just loves to make wonderful meals and see people enjoy them. And don't you, Mom?
Yes.
Checked in the other night. I'll make sure I got it. KO4NUE within 0TR. He checked in the other night and ducked out, and me and Larry was in the rag chew, and we got on Bernice's cooking. I think he done signed out, but we stayed on that catfish for about 25 minutes, and Larry don't care much for fish, but he went on and on about Bernice's catfish, so. And I mean, he described every little detail. Mr. Bernice made quite the impression.
Well, that's worth its weight in gold. And, Larry made, very nicely. He's always nice. And he made it clear that he didn't like fish. And I said, well, you take one bite of it. And if you don't like it, you don't have to eat it. And he's remembered that ever since. We'll have to have another meal and gather up some of us if you'll just let me know when you guys would like to do that. Oh, heck.
Let me know.
Yeah, just let her know, she says.
I'm ready.
And we can get some of us, Jerry, and let me see, Bill was there too, N4IQ. I haven't heard him much lately, but we love Bill. And just whoever you think, Patrick or anybody, Shandy, and just make it a workable number, of course. But that would be fun sometime.
In fact, I was talking with Bill right before the accident. I just stopped and, when they had the wreck here at the red light, I had to duck on out, but talk with him for a few minutes.
He's one of the sharpest ham radio operators I've ever met in my life, engineering-wise and that. I mean, there's just a few of them out there, you know, that are ones I know. George, I can't remember his last name right now. There's some guys out there that just are like an encyclopedia of amateur radio. Now, they'll duck out and say, oh, no, we're not that. Yeah, they are. They're pretty brilliant, Chad.
I agree. Dave was schooling me yesterday. it's a good feeling when you get some good. Somebody can just don't dance around the question, just gets right to it and says, okay, here's the deal. Here's the way it is, and here's why it's that way. And, you know, that don't ever get answered. It's the why. It's just, this is the way it is. Well, I just can't accept that. He knows what he's doing when he says why. Here's why, right?
That's affirmative. And he can tell you right there, right down to the binary coded decimal or pure decimal, right down to the bit in whatever you want to talk, especially about computers. It just amazes me. But I wasn't raised in that era, and I never got into that much except on machine tools, and I had to learn a lot of it there. But I wasn't an RF person by any means. But it was interesting. And you got a go-to guy on that kind of stuff. Wow, he knows. shoot. And all these guys that we know around here are pretty humble about it, but they just know, and they're very helpful to all of us. Well, Chad, we have just pulled in the driveway. I really enjoyed getting to holler at you today. Congratulations on your son's accomplishment, and tell him I said so, although I don't know him. I know Perry. And I don't know what we got planned. Do you, Mom? You just go out and check the chickens. I had one chicken that was eating eggs the other day, and we don't have her anymore. But thankfully, the other ones haven't followed suit, those black Australops. One of them was a foreigner, and I don't know what brand she was.
How we
got it. Oh, she wants me to.
Smart idea.
Yeah, it was her smart idea. Let me drop this. We had two roosters get in there back during COVID. The chicken man said that they'd hired some new people at the hatchery where he buys his chickens from, and there's
54 DJWK.
He says, I'll give you two hens for the two roosters. And they were nice-looking chickens, so we took that. And it's not economically feasible because he lives up at Flat Rock. But we did, and she picked out two. And one of them was fine, and the other one looked like a black Australop, but it's not. It's a different breed. And, laid these nice big brown eggs. And for several years now, a couple of years, I guess, isn't it? She's done fine. But Rose had this bright idea. This is your old TR. She said, take one of those ceramic eggs. This chicken was knocking them out of the nest and breaking them out in the middle of the floor. I thought the other ones were laying them there. And she said, put one of those ceramic eggs out there and see if which one goes for it out of the eight chickens. So I put two ceramic eggs out there. Sure enough, that one ran up there. And, buddy, if any of the other ones come around, she'd flog them and run them off. And then she'd go back to pecking those ceramic eggs. But she wasn't getting very far. And that signed her death warrant.
73, Tom. You be safe. I think you're another station trying to get in there. So 73, scale 4 in UE. I'm clear.
4 DJ and 4 VWA. 73 is KO4 NUE
in 0 TR. WK and 4 VWA. DJWK and 4 VWA. Y'all carry on. K and 4 VWA clear. Thank you for the break.
About 30 minutes ago, Steve, in 0 TR clear.
4 NUE. Hey, Steve, how are you, sir?
Bye.
Okay, well, I'm some road here with the construction fella here holding a stop sign that's supposed to rotate it. I think he's froze up in his head because I've been sitting here for like 5 minutes. That or his handy talking ain't working. Maybe I need to get him a battery. What would happen if I honked horn at him, you reckon?
I've been in Henry, and where are you located?
Misty Oak.
Four, is that before,
Yes.
Cause I'm coming out Mount Lebanon right now trying to get out to, Jug Factory to go out to, you know where our flying field is, right?
Yeah, roger that.
Should I go on out Mount Lebanon and hit Jordan from the top and come down, or should I go out? Try to hit Jug Factory and go around that way and hit Jordan on the lower side.
When you get past Mount Lebanon Church, past the stop sign, do not come down here. Oh, my word. And I mean, first of all, how long have they been working on this road? It's like 9 months. I hate to get on my perch here, but how long does it take to fix Mount Lebanon? It ain't but 6 miles long. They've been messing with this thing for about 13 months now. And they don't care. They got the road blocked. How you supposed to get down this road?
What they do is they figure out approximately how long it will take them to fix the road. Then they put on the contract double that amount of time for rain delays and any other kind of delays, material delays. And most of the time, the contractors are not going to be paid until quarter stages. So they just take their time because they got all the time in the world.
Mount Lebanon and then turn left on Jordan. Don't go past the stop sign.
K2 RCL.
Russell, jump in there, Russell.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just had a minute and got on EchoLink here and heard you and Chad on there and thought I'd jump in and say hey to everybody back home.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be in the air right about now?
I got to stop and stuff my face, Kana.
Hey, Russell, how are you, sir?
Doing good, Chad. Good to hear y'all on the radio, man. Been out here in California too long.
Shouldn't have said that. It's going to take us about 8 weeks to get you straightened out.
Russell, please don't tell me you have been assimilated out there.
You can take the Southerner out of the South, but you can't take the South out of the Southerner.
I don't know. Might have to keep an eye on you, bud.
Home, son.
Nah, it's all good. We'll be back home sometime. You know how it is. We down here in Southern California, I've met a bunch of people down here that's a lot like me. It's kind of strange. And then I got one or two, like the one I'm working with. He's a little different, you know what I mean?
4NUE. Well, hey, sound like you know where home is. That's all that matters. And nice hearing from you. And when you heading on back?
As it stands right now, we're going to be here through, I believe, the end of August, possibly on over closer to November. But they've only confirmed August thus far.
Bud, that way you'll get home in time just to see the leaves turn. That'll be good. And I know you'll probably be glad to be getting back home, won't you?
Since we stayed in the RV, I'm always home. I just move it to different places. But hey, guys, lunch is about finished for us. I just want to jump on here real quick. Heard y'all on here. Wanted to say hey. Tell everybody I said hey back home. And you gentlemen have a wonderful afternoon. And I'll say 73s.
Boy, I'm glad to hear from you. I may give you a call on the landline again here pretty soon just to harass you. So, 73s, you be safe out there. And, Chad, thank you for the traffic report. Oh, I just pulled up on the four-way. I see what you're talking about. I ain't going that way. Appreciate it. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
73 Russell, 73 Steve. And Russell, if you're still listening, I know what it's like to be away from home for a while, so just going to let you know leaves are popping out here pretty good. Weather's nice and fair. Air smells real good. Pollen's in the air. Not too bad. But it's just that right time of year to make it home. Hope that helps a little bit. 73, see you on down the log. KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
I copy that, gentlemen. I appreciate it. Again, 73s and K2RCL, be clear.